Good morning, everyone, and thank you very much for coming. I'm delighted to see so many people at 8:15 on the first morning. As I was telling people earlier, this is what really impresses me about teachers is not only that you do a full-time job, but the minute you get some time off, you come to a conference, you get up fiendishly early in the morning and you turn up to a talk. Absolutely amazing. I was never such a dedicated teacher, I'm afraid. I am the editor of this magazine, English Teaching Professional. And those of you who got here first will have a bag with a copy of the magazine in it and various other bits and pieces of paper. I don't have any more to give out, I'm afraid, but if you come along to the Pavilion Publishing stand in the exhibition hall, we will give you one there. Okay? And my talk this morning is on how to write an article for a teacher's magazine. And I would there like to stress the word magazine, because English Teaching Professional is not an academic journal. It's a forum for the exchange of ideas between teachers all around the world. So I'm not looking for academic articles, I'm not looking for the results of research with masses of statistics. The thought of 3 pages of references fills me with absolute horror. And my heart sinks when an article arrives accompanied by a large abstract. All these things are much more suitable for academic journals than for magazines. That's not to say that I won't look at articles that come like that, but it's just really not what I'm after. So, how to write an article for a teacher's magazine? Let's see what we've got on the first slide. First of all, why would you want to do it? Okay, there you are, a busy teacher, lessons to prepare, books to mark. Why would you want to waste your time writing an article for a teacher's magazine? Well, it has several benefits. The first one is a rather altruistic one. Sharing ideas benefits the profession as a whole. The way you grow and develop as teachers depends on constant looking at how methodology is changing, getting new ideas, developing your skills and your practice in teaching. And the sharing of ideas is also a very friendly thing. The teaching community is a real community. You have colleagues all around the world who are very anxious to share their ideas with you. And that's another thing that impresses me deeply about the teaching profession, how generous everyone is. People don't keep their wonderful ideas to themselves. They find a fantastic way of teaching a particular point to their students, and they don't hoard it and keep it as a secret. They share it. Okay, so the first benefit of getting your ideas published in a magazine is that you are contributing to a worldwide community of teachers who are sharing experiences and ideas. The second point is